now 7 o'clock on Concord in the Pappy, Missouri for Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting on March 10th, 2016. Please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Rev. State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report and their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Agenda item 3, quorum call.
Comment.
Present.
Rick Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Here.
Peter.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Here. And chairperson.
Here. And we do have an excused absence from Director Tim Fowler. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Red Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonner.
Yes.
And chairperson.
Yes. Agenda item number 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call on the motion.
John
yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Red Conley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Agenda item 6, proof of publication of the meeting notes. I have an affidavit with me that will become part of the permanent record for the meeting notes. Moving on to agenda item 8, the agency and association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Services report. Neil Jensen. Not appear to be here this evening.
No.
All right. Well, there he is. Your timing is impeccable.
He's one of the big ones.
Are you ready?
Getting nailed?
You just started early.
You watch your
Dave's team. Really talking fast. He wants to get to the basketball game. Good evening. I just want to let you know there's been a couple of new updates in our EQIP program. One of them is promotion of monarch butterflies and other pollinators like honeybees. Nebraska is going to put $100,000 into this program. We've got till March 18th to sign up. And so we'll see what kind of requests we get for that. So I think that's something that we've talked about before. You know, we need pollinators. They affect 94% of the food production. We don't have them. We don't have a way to pollinate the plants. So that's important. The other part of that EQIP update is to try to mitigate climate change and try to get more carbon content back into the soil, keep it out of the air. Nebraska is going to have $1.8 million for that. I know talking from Robert Hall, one of my resource cons, grass waterways would be an example, taking cropland and converting that area to grass out in a cropland field. So be one example anyway. But part of it is, yeah, they want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So next thing on our list here, our local work group. We do this every year. Public is invited. It gives an opportunity for public and others to decide how USDA spends its cost share dollars. And we sit down, normally Terry Schumacher or one of the other local NRD employees, game and parks, fish and wildlife. We get together and look at what resource concerns we have, and a lot of times they tie into what the NRD's resource concerns are, erosion, water quality, water quantity. And we prioritize then within the NRD where our funding goes to. And more recently, a lot of it does go to erosion control. But we are getting some requests to look at some irrigation water management and how that affects groundwater levels within the NRD. So that meeting will be coming up March 29th, 9 to noon, at the USDA Center there in Blair, Nebraska. So you might put that on your calendar if you're available to come and give me your recommendations on how to spend USDA dollars. The next thing, we've hired a soil conservation position in Dakota City, Jessica Howe. She's from Clayton, New Mexico, has about 3-4 years of experience, so I'm pleased that we've got somebody that has experience. That always really helps when you're bringing somebody in, that you don't have to spend all your time training that person. This person should be able to get going, and hopefully, unlike the last one we had, we hope she sticks. So that's all I've got. Any questions?
Thank you. Neil, the $100,000 for monarch butterfly encouragement, where is that money going to be sent to, or how do you apply for that? Who has the qualification and who gets the money?
Yeah, it's that is just for the state of Nebraska, their share of the funds. Anybody that's a farmer that has a farm and track number can apply. It's going to go towards, planting pollinator-type plants, that they need.
What about neighborhood groups and that might have gardens in the city?
If their land will qualify as a farm through FSA, it might. We're doing these high tunnels on some areas within the city of Omaha that, if they go in and get that farm track designation, they would be eligible for it. Now, yeah, if you're just going to plant a plot about the size of this table, you're probably not going to apply for this program.
10 plots that size, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, what you talked about, the greenhouse gas, climate change, $1.8 million.
Yeah.
I'm probably putting you on the spot, but see, Omaha is considering dumping all the yard waste in the landfill to produce methane gas, and instead of composting it, I'm personally against that. They've been doing it all last year. The mayor of Omaha is considering changing the contract to put it all there, because we can harvest the methane versus composting. I would think that is contradictory to the effort of USDA. Is that fair to say?
I've really not evaluated what the city of Omaha is.
But if you don't compost, but dump it all into a landfill, but generating a small amount of methane gas, which is a greenhouse gas,
Common sense.
Well, okay, I'm putting it on the spot. Well, that's okay. You're the expert.
The livestock has always been a big issue.
Yes.
Cattle, big producer of methane gas.
Yes, they are.
But I still, frankly, I like my steak. So,
Director Teasley, I mean.
We've got an OPPV director here that can tell us about the methane that's been dumped.
It's a different landfill.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody else that would like to put somebody on the spot? Neil, what are the deadlines for those two new programs?
March 18th. And I'm sure if they don't get enough applications in that time period, they'll probably extend it.
And it's open to our entity.
All right. Any further questions for Neil? Thanks so much.
Okay.
Moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The NARD did meet at Lincoln at the National Guard Armory this past Sunday. And the big item, we have the our yearly elections. And Jim Benfeld from the Central Platte NRD was elected president. Larry Rose from the Tri-Basin, vice president. And Dave Potter, I was happy to see him get elected secretary treasurer. He's with the Lower Platte South. And beyond that, that pretty much was the big item for the day. That concludes my report.
Director Jeff, you have a question.
Does NARD have a budget?
Well, sure.
Okay. Can I get a copy of that budget?
Certainly.
All right. Next question, since we need to get into our own budgeting, can I get a copy of what the health insurance policy is? Copy of a health insurance policy. And then my third and final.
Dave, could you arrange that? Thank you.
Okay. In the March 3rd World Herald paper, what was at the NARD conference, they did not support, they took the position to monitor the Right to Farm Act. This board didn't want to write a letter supporting it, but how come in the World Herald paper it has the NRD supporting that bill? So when did the position get changed?
I don't think it did get changed, did it?
Not to my knowledge.
We voted to support our two monitors, and I remember you made a comment last meeting that you wanted to support it, and the NARD took the position. Now, remembering that the majority of those directors are from the farming or in the ranching industry, and we ended up just to monitor, so. I was very comfortable with that.
Well, apparently the paper reported a misstatement.
I'd have to check that. Maybe I can, during the meeting here, maybe I can look it up.
Unless they were talking about an amendment that was being discussed, and maybe the district supported an amended.
No, it says Legislative Resolution 378CA.
Well, I'm sure that's in the public record. Yeah, we probably get a hold of it. So, any further questions for Dr. Teaser?
Sorry, I couldn't answer that for you, Scott.
Thank you.
That completes my report.
Thanks, Rich. Moving on to 8C, a legislative report, Hutch Blackwell.
Sure. Thank you, Tim Gay and Steve Gross, Hush Blackwell. We're handing out right now the watch list that we have. I'm going to cover a couple of things right now. We're on day 40 of a 60-day session, so that's good. All the hearings are over, so the bills that are out are the ones we're going to be hearing. There's still a lot of work to do for a short time, so there's speaker priorities and legislative priorities, so on and so forth. But what we wanted to cover is a couple of things that are of more interest to you, obviously. One would be the Offutt levy funding that was in the budget bill. The budget bill, it's in there. It's Tuesday. There's an amendment. There's two budget bills, but the one you want to watch is 957, and that's the changes to the budget that they want to make. So that's in there. That's a good thing. During the debate on the bonding, it'll be 344. There were some conversations about the $13.7 million and why are we doing this and that. We made sure we went and talked to those senators and kind of updated them on the project. But that was there, so I'm sure Tuesday there's going to be more talk like that, for or against. I don't know. It's not the Omaha senators, obviously, that are bringing it up. It's out state senators who are bringing up issues on that. There's another thing in the budget bill, too, that the NARD is working on, and on the Water Sustainability Fund, the ability that you can stretch out the projects over a course of years or roll the money, kind of. You don't have to appropriate it all at once. That's also in the same bill on Tuesday. So we'll be down there Tuesday. Ron's not here tonight, but Ron's down there a lot, too. We'll be listening for anything that comes up, answer any questions, whatever it could be. During the hearing, Director, John talked about it, and he did a great job. I'd say General Manager Winkler did a great job answering the questions, very succinct, and I thought did an excellent job. There's a little pushback from, who was it, John? Senator Keene. He's on the Appropriations Committee. But he kind of was doing questioning on, well, you know, why did you put in three different applications to the sustainability fund? And I thought he did a great job because you have just as much right to those funds as anybody else. So, but anyway, that all went good on the bonding bill. So like I say, Tuesday we'll be doing that. On the bonding bill 344, we're there watching that. That was Senator Kalowski's bonding bill, more on behalf of the NARD, I think. Water sustainability and those issues. We're supportive of it. You voted to be supportive of that. It didn't, it's got pulled. He got a IPP motion or that basically he had good support, I'd say probably 28 votes, but you need 33 for cloture. There are five people gone that day. It's tough, you know, that you got to get 33 votes and your opponents only have to get a few. But he did have quite a bit of support, pledged to bring it back, assuming he gets reelected, that he would bring that back again. I don't know what it'd look like. I didn't want to say, Steve, you might want to talk about all the different amendments to get to that point of the bonding bill that you
looked at. Yeah, I mean, just briefly, one of the things that we did was analyze and help draft amendments and review amendments throughout the process. There were a couple of them proposed, and we would review to make sure they didn't have any negative effect on the on this NRD. The bill ended up with several of those amendments that made the bill even more similar to what the current authority of this district is with regard to the flood prevention bonds. And like Tim said, the bill clearly had majority support in the legislature, at least 28 votes, maybe 30. And you only need 25, but you have to have 33 to break a filibuster. When it became obvious that the 33 votes weren't there, especially with people absent, Senator Kalowski decided to pull the bill rather than, you know, engage in jousting at a windmill. And so it helped try again next year.
Yeah. I think timing, you know, time, you could have went 12 hours on it and people get a little frustrated with that. But anyway, so that's what happened there. Couple other things that we had followed up on previously was another Senator Kalowski bill. Actually, it's the bicycle right-of-way deal. It's on select file now. There's an amendment from the Transportation Committee about signaling on the highway at a device. So if there's a signal on it, it's not much of an amendment, but it is what it is. So that's probably going to sail through. We talked about Senator, again, the ones that are highlighted in red that have an amendment. You can kind of see that's where we're at. So there's another one Senator Crawford had on 754. That one was on the base, the military veterans, and trying to keep the base alive, you know, creating a committee. So we're watching that to see what's on there. There's an amendment, and this is the amendment. It's about 15 pages. But they're just tweaking who's going to be on that committee through their debate. I looked again at that. There's not a whole lot of changes. So there's no one from the Papua NRD or somebody like that. And I think there's two lay people or just some general citizens. So we'll watch that a little bit more. Another one on urban affairs on the riverfront development. That's kind of moving along. I know we'll see where that all goes. That's this amendment. Haven't looked at it until we get a little closer. I mean, we've looked at it, but I don't even know if it'll get heard. I don't think that was prioritized, was it? I don't know.
At this point in the session, anything that's not a priority bill is dead.
But whether that idea comes back or not. So those are the main ones that are going on that we had been following. And like I say, and the Niobrara issue. that I just talked to Lori Loggy today. She's the general counsel for the committee, the Natural Resources Committee, and there's several amendments to that. I don't know if that will get done, John. If you, I don't know if you're following it.
10-19?
It's the Niobrara one, Davis.
Yeah, Niobrara Council?
Yeah.
I've heard that 7-Eleven, the Riparian Task Force, and I think it was 1038, they're all being combined into one.
Yeah, that might be a lift, is what she told me, because they're having some, maybe she's just frustrated, but she said there's a lot of issues to be worked out still in a short amount of time. So whether they get it done or not, I don't think, it hasn't been on general file yet. So if they're still trying to get that done, we'll see. Like I say, today's the 40th day, and they've got a lot of things to do, but I think there's just a lot of pushback amongst the different entities up there. So that's kind of, I know you'd asked about that. Really, that's about the main things that we're following. One thing, though, too, you should know, somebody asked one time about the recycling. Mello had a recycling bill, Senator Mello. That's asking for a consent agenda on that to change the recycling statute a little bit. I don't know if they get it. If they don't get it, they're going to put it into the committee, Natural Resources Committee bill, I'd heard. So we'll wait and see. There's a consent agenda, which basically is non-controversial things, obviously, that they're going to come out with one more time, and we'll see what bills make that. But usually those are, they're not too controversial, obviously. They wouldn't be on the consent. So that's kind of interesting to watch that. But other than that, I mean, we're busy. Like I say, Tuesday, the main thing is going to be that when they talk about, you know, the base, we don't want it to be that you guys are, you know, greedy asking for all this money. It's a very important thing, and with the governor's support too as well. I think we shouldn't have a problem at all, but you never know. I mean, part of that, like I say, is when they're saying something wrong on the floor of the legislature, we do call those senators out and say, hey, here's how it works. And John, I don't know if you'll be down there Tuesday or not, but and John always does a good job. He's very well received as well, so it's nice to have him helping out. That's all I have.
George Conley.
In that regard, calling out state senators, I heard a state senator around 3 o'clock Monday talking about LB 344 and made some gross misrepresentations of the amount of money that citizens of Washington County fund our NRD with compared to the benefits they receive.
Yep.
Are you going to address that, or has somebody been designated to represent that?
We'll address
it. It was flagrantly wrong.
Yeah. The statement was that they paid $1 million and got $250,000.
That's what I heard, yes. Mm-hmm.
Senator Bloomfield, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the kind of things, you know, just because it's said doesn't mean it's true. So it's a constant educational battle on those kind of things. But, yeah, those get done, and others, there's just other points of view, obviously, and things, and that's fine. But we try to correct those when we with good information. Another thing, though, too, I would say, again, General Manager Winkler did a good job, and we do help him with this as well. But when they had questions on in the Appropriations Committee of this, that, or the other thing, immediately the next day or the next morning they have the information in front of them on an email, and that could be the flood, the study that was done, any question that was asked, it was sent to all the members of the committee the next morning, and they have plenty of information. So that's always very good. I mean, you're not hiding the ball on anybody. So I always thought that's helpful and do a good job doing that.
One of the things that we may need to emphasize, depending on the debate, is sometimes a statement is made or implied that the full funding of the Offutt Levy project is the legal responsibility of the Papua Missouri NRD, which is not true. And so we need to make sure that they understand that.
George Frost, you have a question?
Why are we watching the concealed handgun permit?
So which one?
681. What's that got to do with this board?
Director Teaser. Oh, that's probably somebody had asked along the way, so it gets put on there. Well, concealed handgun is kind of important a little bit to you because you want to know what's happening there if somebody, whether you like it or not. It was the ability to carry a concealed weapon into a public meeting. And right now you can say, no, we can't. I think every public meeting is key.
We've got a sign, no concealed weapon.
Yeah, you can have it. That would be removed. So that's kind of important for the rest of the public who attends the meetings. You know, but that's what that bill did. And so as a public entity that holds public meetings, we should pay attention to that. It didn't go anywhere, but
it's
so that's why we're following that one.
Director Jack, you had a question?
Yes. Are they going 5 days a week now? And what time are they usually quitting at night? Or
yeah, we asked that, Director, and they're going to go, well, they're in recess tomorrow and again on Monday. But, yeah, kind of 5 days. Watch the schedule. The plan I had heard, and I just was talking to Senator Smith, and the speaker hasn't said anything out. I think he wants to kind of work through lunch for a couple of weeks and then end around 7-ish so they don't have to have a dinner. We'll see how that goes. That'd be a first time. But how many late nights will be dependent on how many bills they get through or what they do. They do cruise through a lot of things when they're not being filibustered by Senator Chambers. It seems like he quiets down. It's like, ooh, a lot of things get through, which is scary. What we're also watching, too, is amendments to bills that could be no good. So we're pretty much trying to listen in and pay attention all the time. So between the three of us, I mean, we usually catch, you know, knock on wood, that we catch those kind of things. But I don't know the answer to your question, but that's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
Director Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to echo Director Conley's statement. I watched the proceedings on the debate on 344. I was appalled at the misinformation, the misdirection of some of the senators on the floor. And former Senator Gay, you can probably relate to some of the idiocy that's going on. And
I can't say that.
I know you're not. And I'm not going to put you on the spot like I did Neil. But anyways, the misinformation, the outright lies, I wanted to throw some at the computer because, you know, where are these people getting these stupid, stupid statements, especially the one John mentioned. But other than that, the one senator said, hey, NRDs don't need bonding authority. They can get bonds just like or get projects done just like Lake Wanahoo. Well, I want to say, hey, guy, the percentage of a loan that you pay is higher than interest rate on a bond. Gee, that's spending tax dollars you don't need to spend. But that's how do you get it through their heads? You probably know better than I do. But the other thing I just want to comment on, too, the importance of that bonding through the dollars in the Water Sustainability Fund, the projects have to be matched by 40%. What some of the senators are against this just don't understand that, or these NRDs out west especially, they don't have the tax base. Where are they going to get the money if they can't bond it? So in future, perhaps next year if it gets introduced, a lot of that needs to be emphasized. Even though there's $29 million there now, it's going to be gone. So
I guess one response I would have is that I think we do owe Senator Klauske the thanks for bringing this bill and starting the education process. One thing that came out of the debate was that there were a lot of central and western Nebraska senators who got up and explained the importance of bonding to their NRDs and even gave examples of how crucial it was in the Republican River Basin. He also made the point that actually the fact that he had to pull the bill really hurts western and central Nebraska more than Omaha, and because for the reason that you just said, they aren't able to come up with that 40% of the money as easily.
And that needs to be emphasized in the continuing year. If it raised taxes, we proved that we didn't raise our mill levy for 9 years, and we bonded a lot of money. So I think that also needed to be emphasized. But we hope it comes back for the sake of Nebraska. I might add, on the evening news today, watch the flooding down in Louisiana and Mississippi, 5 people dead already. And I thought, my God, you know, we're going to a meeting tonight. We're going to talk about flood control indirectly because it's not on the agenda, but yet it is directly because we're talking about this. So on my soapbox, I'm going to take the chance to say, hey, we need to support those kind of bills.
Well, Director, of course, in those kind of public discussions, there's two sides to every story, of course. But that's why I say I think what we're really good at is we'll give them the information and try to correct. But, yeah, especially on statements that are made, but there's differences of opinion. So we respect those and try to give the right information. So it's frustrating at times.
Yes, in response to Director Japp on LR 378 Constitutional Amendment, our position was monitor.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Excuser?
But as I said, the paper says different.
Pay entry?
As the World Herald article has said, well, so.
Yeah. We're not here to discuss the validity of the World Herald.
Don't ever trust what you read.
I can vouch for that.
During the debate and conversation on the LB 344, was there any discussion about our ballot measure that's coming up in May to increase voting authority?
I didn't hear
very little, if any.
No, they just got a little off track on the funding that wasn't even related to the bonding on the levy project, but. No, I didn't hear anything on that. And on that 344, just so you know, like Steve said, there were several out-of-state people who were supportive of that and were going to vote for it. But they helped draft the amendment. Senator Friesen, who's probably the next chairman of the committee, just throwing a guess out there, he's the one that drafted the amendment with Senator Kalowski. But sometimes, you know, those things happen.
Was Cranford Lake paid for with any bonding money?
Yep.
Does Senator Bloomfield know that? Was that?
We hope he did, but I don't know.
Told him.
We'll educate him.
We'll probably have a chance Tuesday, I think.
Maybe. Maybe invite him out there to see.
Director Bonnet.
The 7-1 IPP vote for 380CA. Could you explain that? I'm not sure if I understand what that position is.
Which one is that, Director?
The lottery proceeds to education.
Oh,
that's another Bloomfield vote or bill.
The steel money from the Environmental Trust Fund.
Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere to begin with, but so I mean it's kind of on there. But yeah, that's you know sometimes people get
out of committee or
yeah they don't even get out of committee.
So that was a 7-1 vote to oppose.
I think the education lobby was very much opposed to
that. Yeah, they're not going to take. That's a tough one. That's like robbing the tobacco trust or something. You know, there's huge. They're already so committed. That's a tough challenge just to start switching funds around like that.
Any further questions? Thank you, John.
All right, thank you.
Moving right along to 8D, we have a written report from Megan Sittler for the Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance. So we'll continue on to item 9, subcommittee reports. 9A, ad hoc collection or consultant selection subcommittee for the Zirinsky Water Basin Number 2 project, professional services. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 3rd, 2016 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection committee for the Zirinsky Water Basin Number 2 project, professional services, are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Consultant selection interview, it was recommended that ACR Engineering be ranked first for the Zirinsky Water Quality Basin 2 project and request that they prepare a detailed scope of services and cost estimate for the project and that Olson Associates be ranked number 2 or ranked second. I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors?
Yeah, I just have a question. I wasn't able to go to that subcommittee meeting. Sort of what put them head and shoulders above Wilson's, or I guess what was the deciding factor to rank them one?
What was the deciding factor?
Yeah.
Well, I think each, as we discussed amongst ourselves, we all had different reasons which way we went. I personally felt that one of the firms was more oriented toward the developer and less to the district, and that swayed my vote substantially.
Any further questions? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Cross.
Same.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
All right.
John Conley.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the March 8, 2016 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, West Papio Trail License Agreement. The subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute the license agreement with West Properties, LLC, for use of district right-of-way along Harry Anderson Avenue at Q Street, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as informed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Director, is Director Jack.
Mr. Newman, please. Would you go to the mic?
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming you wrote this contract up, right?
Yes, it was drafted between myself and counsel for Quest Properties, LLC.
All right. On page 3, Article 3, fees, how come there was no fees put in?
That was in discussion in cooperation with the district staff. That's what was recommended and requested that be placed into this.
Are you aware that the neighboring parcel land owned by the party involved, the size of their property is slightly smaller than ours? And according to the county assessor's website, just the land itself is worth $350,000?
Director Jeff, didn't we cover this sufficiently on Tuesday evening, the constraints that are on that piece of land and that we cannot look at it as market value?
Well, I disagree. The Constitution of this state says you can't grant, loan, or aid any individual or corporation. What we got going here is we have a parcel of land that's worth, according to the county assessors, $350,000, and we're asking nothing in return.
That's not accurate.
What are we asking for in return?
Did the county assessor say that the piece of land that we're in agreement with this evening is worth the amount that you just stated?
He did not.
The county assessor did not.
Exactly.
Okay. But this parcel of land is smaller than ours.
It's irrelevant.
And the parcel land is on the corner,
Director,
so it has more value.
It is irrelevant.
Particular parcel at issue tonight is under the subject and jurisdiction of the Surface Transportation Board, Director Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Pursuant to the order that was issued by the STB, the only purpose for this parcel of land is trail use. That is the only thing that we, as the sponsor for the abandoned railroad right-of-way, that it can be used for. In order for that to change, you'd have to go back to the Surface Transportation Board and lobby to have a new order put in place. Until that happens, that there's nothing that can be done other than trail usage.
Has the feds been notified that we want to put a parking lot on that parcel of land?
When you say, I don't know who you are referring to when you say the feds, Director, well, but the...
We receive federal funds. Are they aware that you plan on putting a parking lot on our parcel of land?
Mr. Newman, we did not receive federal funds for this. The district purchased the property from the Union Pacific Railroad with general funds. There's no federal funds. There's no requirement to notify the federal government of anything.
Okay.
And it was purchased pursuant to the National Trail System Act. That's where the federal law comes into place, and that's what the basis for this license agreement. The parking lot you refer to is also, as detailed in the license agreement, public parking lot, and is going to be act as the trailhead for the trail.
Director Bonnet, you had
built for free.
Is there anyone here from Quest Properties?
Yes, I believe there is. Mr. Lang is one of the attorneys for Quest Properties who negotiated with myself and district staff in the writing of this license agreement.
Should I introduce myself?
Yes.
Members of the Board of Directors of the Natural Resources District. My name is Jim Lang. I'm an attorney at 11718 Nicholas Street. I represent the applicant in this situation, Quest Properties. As Mr. Newman has informed you, our office has worked with Mr. Newman to develop this agreement. This is a license agreement, and it's our use, which is to construct the trail on this portion of the property and a shared parking lot, and to operate and maintain that, is subject to the terms of the license. It's a conditional, basically a very, very conditional type use. It's a shared use, and it benefits not only the private but public sector. So we have a kind of a nice public-private partnership going on here. And one of the things my client's doing here is they're providing the cost to construct the trail, construct the parking lot, and maintain it. So that's their contribution. They're taking a risk because under a license agreement, it's subject to certain conditions. One of the conditions is if this area of the trail ever reverts back to the railroad use, then it becomes a railroad use and our use goes away. So we are taking some risk. We're certainly aware of it. We think, once again, this is a good agreement, a good agreement between the public and the private, and it was going to work well. It'll be a nice – it's a nice trailhead. We have the trail in the parking lot. If you have any questions, my client's here to answer those questions, and we'd be happy to answer those.
Director Bonnet, do you have a question?
Sir, this project is in my sub-district, and, in fact, it's in my neighborhood. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry for not being here on Tuesday evening to listen to your presentation, but applaud your efforts here. I think it's a wonderful example of private investment into a virtually worthless property. And I just thank you for your investment into our local community and my sub-district. It's going to be a wonderful addition to the neighborhood. And this is a wonderful example of government stepping out of the way of private enterprise and cutting some red tape. I just applaud the board for its support. Thank you.
And we appreciate the cooperation of Dave's office and the NRD in this regard.
Director Leahy, and then we'll get to you, Director.
So Tuesday I asked about the signage for the safety issues of people turning in. I'm just thinking about this parking lot, and I know that the city is in charge of signs, but will there be something that sort of notifies people that the parking lot is a public parking lot? Because sometimes you can drive past that, it's so close to, whether it's a gas station or whatever goes in their future, and people just assume, oh, that's for the gas station, I can't park there, take out my bike and go ride for a few hours. You know, my car may get towed or something. Will there be some kind of signage? And also, is there some kind of hours for the parking lot, or people, you know, they go on a night ride or whatever the case may be? Is there going to be like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that?
Under the license agreement, all signage has to be approved by the NRD. So we don't have all the details as to what exactly the exhibit is. A conceptual plan now, and the NRD has approval of the preliminary plan and the final plan stage, but ultimately signage will be approved, but we don't have the details on what all.
And I doubt that will go back to the board, so if I can just ask staff to make sure that people know it's the public.
We'll make sure it's properly signed.
Yep.
Yeah, I would think the signage is going to be very consistent with the signage on your other trails that you have right now.
I'm very supportive of this. I have one question. Are you at liberty to discuss what the adjoining property is going to be developed into?
Right now, I just talked to Bob Pelshaw, who's helping Mike Sheriff on this particular project. Right now, as you know, it's a commercial use right now, and they're contacting different types of users. And so they haven't developed the specific use for this property now, but it is going to be a commercial use. And very consistent with the redevelopment of this particular area. And like Mr. Bonnet said, not only do you have this area, but you have the area, of course, to the north that's being redeveloped. So this area is a perfect area for a trailhead.
Director Jeff.
If you didn't get this parcel of land, where would the parking be for your future development?
It would be on site.
And that would have been adequate for that site?
Yes. It would have been adequate for the site.
All right. So you really don't need this parcel of land then?
Well, the parcel of land, if you look at the two parcels as they come together from a development standpoint, both parcels have benefited, like many times, by the development of each parcel. So we develop our parcel, we develop the adjoining parcel. They're consistent with each other, and from a visual standpoint, it makes it a very a nice redevelopment project. You have the parking. If we just develop our site and nothing's developed there, it's going to continue to look like it is now. If we work together with the shared parking plus the commercial development to the west, you're going to have a better project not only for my client but for the NRD as well.
So your client is going to greatly enhance by putting them together then?
There's mutual benefit here. Certainly.
And just so the record's clear, there's no transfer of any property rights through this license agreement. It's solely a license agreement with no property rights attached.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call on the motion.
Jeff?
No.
Leahy?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Frost?
Same.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Moving on to item two is the Daniel Trail amended and restated interlocal agreement. The subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amended and restated interlocal cooperation agreement for construction of the Daniel Trail, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as informed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you.
Item three is a Big Papio Levee Culverts project. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to reject all of the February 24, 2016 bids for the construction of the Big Papio Levee Culverts project and rebid the project, and I so move.
I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonner.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Item four, Little Papio Creek Channel Stabilization Project. This is West Center and 68th Street. It's a change order one and contract amendment number one. The subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute proposed change order number one in the amount of $45,926. The contract with Bayshore Contractors LLC, bringing the total construction contract amount to a not to exceed amount of $219,706, and also execute the proposed amendment number one in the amount of $12,730 to the contract with HDR Engineering, bringing the total professional services contract to a not to exceed amount of $147,484, all for the Little Papillion Creek Stabilization Project located near 68th and West Center Road, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Archie Thompson.
Martin, is there any way you can get the riprap to spell out Go Mavs?
It's trenched.
We can spray paint it.
Thanks.
That's a legitimate question.
I like it.
Right, any other questions?
I didn't hear the question.
I think you, Lord.
Seeing none, roll call the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Jeff.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yeah.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 9A1.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be it resolved, minutes of March 8, 2016, meeting of the FDL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Elkhorn River Improvement Project IPA Assessments. recommendation that a special assessment for the operation and maintenance of the Elkhorn IPA be levied against the benefited parcels in the amount of $20,000 for the calendar year 2016, and the following resolution be adopted. The resolution is quite lengthy, and my jaw is aching tonight, so you'll see it on the board. And be it further resolved that the Secretary of the District shall certify a copy of this levy resolution to the county clerk and the county treasurer of Douglas County, Nebraska, for spreading the same on the tax records of such county, and special assessments shall be collected by the county treasurer as provided by law, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Jeff.
Well, I'm going to oppose this bill, but it should be no surprising. Farmers are being in a financial disaster right now, and we have no need for the project other than just to store $250,000 in an account that may be used at a future date. And at the same time, if you have a levy or a project in the Omaha area, we fund those projects with public funding from our general revenue. But if you're in the rural area, we make the farmers pay. And this IPA is no different than what has happened up in Pigeon Jones. And we build a dam that causes, and it doesn't protect anything up there. The levee breaks, and we definitely need to use general funds up there to fix it, because it won't get fixed any other way, but we ignore those people.
Any other further comments or questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Greg Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
No.
Jeff.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 8-8.
Thank you. Number two, general legal expenses over 110% of our budget. Recommendation that the account 01010004392, general and administrative legal fees, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody that wishes to speak to this item in public? Staff? Dr. Frost.
Farmers in this area are taking probably a 20% or better hit on their income. The beef industry is taking between a $200 and $500 per head hit, and yet you want an extra 10%. Where's the logic of that?
I don't know.
Might as well get up and speak.
Is that a question?
Yeah. For us? Why do you deserve 10% more when the public is getting hit by the economics?
All the charges that are in this account are charged pursuant to the contract between the NRD and Hush Blackwell. I don't know how else to respond to that.
How many times have you gone this 10% over?
I don't know that. Off the top of my head, Director.
Director Lane.
Well, I mean, isn't 50% of the cost that incurred by Hush Blackwell, from what I saw that was sent out, was it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Today,
no, today.
In addition to this, related to the legal actions of one director here? I mean, just think of 50%. Of their bill didn't have to exist because it didn't need to exist. You know, that's serious cash. Over $50,000 or over 50% of the bill. If I have that right on.
63, 393, 60.
And it kills me that every time we go through the budget cycle, I'm fighting for projects like rain gardens and other kinds of low impact development projects, and there's a whole host of other things. The signage, I know I've been pestering General Manager Winkler for the past month about signage issues on the trails, that I think $50,000 would go a long way. And I think that's $50,000 since Hush Blackwell has come on board. That's not to include the other kinds of cost of staff time, resources, as well as things that have happened when Paul Peters was our attorney when I first got into the board. You know, at first I thought, all right, this is interesting. You know, a director on this board has a different difference of opinion. He wants to run some things through. And I thought, oh, I'd see how it go at the beginning. But each and every time, it's just turned out to be ludicrous. And it's just tying us up legally, and the taxpayer is the loser and the lawyers are the winner. And so that's my piece when you're sort of saying, how are we going over an account like this, up 10%? I'm asking myself the same question. I'm not blaming Hush Blackwell. They're doing what they're contracted to do. I'm just wondering why they're having to do it. That's it.
Thank you, Director Leahy. I couldn't agree more. I think the district has its right to defend itself, and Hush Blackwell is clearly doing what the board has directed it to do.
For the record, what director caused that to happen?
Director caused what to happen?
The 40% over.
Director Scott Japp.
Thank you.
Director Japp, do you have a comment?
Yes. Apparently, you guys don't read board minutes. You're the one that took the action. It was you that voted for it. I didn't vote to spend all these legal fees. And when you using taxpayers' money to harass people, and when you have a dismissal order not awarding you any damages, this case ceased approximately 6 months ago. And I don't know why you've been paying attorney fees for the last 6 months on a closed case. And then your harassment actions with the accountability disclosure ended up with the same result. There is no evidence. And I would like both of these documents entered into the meeting report.
If my memory serves me correctly, similar things occurred with you as well, Director Japp. And I think the board is merely defending itself as well as the district from your actions. With that, roll call on the motion, please.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
No.
Jeff.
Upstate.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Upstate.
And Sherperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 7-1-A.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving on to agenda item number 10, Treasurer's Report. Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of items 10A through 10I inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
No.
Yeah.
No. Leahy. Yes. Caesar. Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet. Yes.
And Sherperson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 11, legal updates. Any legal updates, excuse me, Mr. Newman?
No, I do not have updates.
Thank you. All right, moving on to agenda item 12, the chairperson's report. We do have an agenda item for that, 12A, the district's application for funding from the Water Sustainability Fund. Be it resolved that the board hereby declares that it shall withdraw its application for the modifications of the Missouri River Levee System R613 and R616, commonly referred to as the Missouri River Levee Project, from the consideration for funding through the Water Sustainability Fund in the event the Nebraska legislature appropriates no less than $13.7 million to the district for said project. Be it further resolved that the board authorizes the general manager to withdraw said application following confirmation of said appropriation, and I so move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Thompson?
Correct me, perhaps, Tim Gay. The way this is stated in the resolution, doesn't the governor have to sign off on the appropriation bill?
So yeah, it would have to be fully
executed
by the legislature, signed by the governor, enacted.
This doesn't say that, could it? If so, I'll offer a friendly amendment for the government signs.
It covered it.
Yeah, I guess the intent is that the appropriation is not finalized until signed by the governor, but if you wanted to clarify that.
The
governor has line item veto. Could he possibly, and I know he won't, but I want to protect, you know, our submission to the project. And I guess sure. If
yeah, I guess again, the intent there is it's really not appropriation.
So it's,
on the other hand, you want to make it crystal clear that would be perfect.
I guess I'm asking for to make it crystal clear, sure, by the governor to with the words.
And enacted into law.
Because I'd hate to have and enacted into law. And where would we put that? And if so, I'll propose that.
Once the money arrives in our account,
I won't go
the check clears.
Confirmation that said appropriation has been enacted.
All right, we have a friendly amendment.
I'll accept the amendment as this person has seconded this.
We have amendment okay. Second, a friendly amendment on the motion.
We have to vote on the original motion first.
No, friendly amendment. You don't need to vote for them.
All right. Do you have everything you need, Jean, for that?
I do. At the bottom of the second paragraph has been enacted law follows.
Thank you, Jean. Any further questions, Director?
Yes, Thompson? Thank you. As far as the Water Sustainability Fund, it may or may not be ranked and ranked because people think the actions will occur, and we're very confident. But the ranking will proceed. From the ad hoc committee, and in April, the full commission meets, and I'm thinking that things will be done by April 19th, I would guess, for the governor to enact this into law. So,
that was part of the problem.
Right. Okay. When that meeting occurs, I mean, it's I think 18th or 19th. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I guess it's still important that our other project will still be alive. You know, our priority is the levy project and then Dam Site 6 and 7. So if this, assuming we pass this resolution, 6 and 7 will still be alive and considered by the Water Sustainability Fund. Yeah.
Director Bonner. Why would we withdraw instead of replace with something else? We submitted three projects.
You can't. The deadline is December 30th of 2015, so you can't submit another application until the new application deadline, which is in July, is the new start of the new. Mm-hmm. So you can only withdraw, and you can't modify, well, allegedly, you can't modify after December 30th any application that's been submitted.
Any further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Oodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Agenda item 13. General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attaches the information and education report for February. Personal miscellaneous items. We sent out the notice, but I've been selected to attend the annual National Security Forum on May 3rd through the 6th, and it's being held at the Air War College in Maxwell Air Force Base, Montgomery, Alabama. I was nominated by Mayor Sanders from Bellevue. They only select 150 civilians across the country to attend that particular event. So after my attendance, I will then be in charge of making a nomination for the next one. So I'm looking forward to attending and will report back once I attend that. One thing that was of interest is that talking to the Secretary of the Air Force, you know, I said, well, you know, we're not really involved with, you know, missiles and ships and infantry. And she goes, well, that's interesting because we consider one of the biggest threats to national security is weather. If it's drought, if it's floods, if it's food production, especially around the world where they are projecting that some places will become inhospitable and there'll be huge migrations of folks. And she said that's one of the biggest national security issues facing us. So she said you'll be right at home. They're bringing an additional 45 representatives from 45 different countries to this as well. So it'll be more of a worldwide event this particular year. So looking forward to attending. Also, the district attended the youth hunting banquet being held at the 4-H camp, and Tom Pleiss went, and the Game and Parks wanted to express their appreciation for us letting them use Vinsel Island for that particular activity and that particular program. And so Tom was able to go to that. Also, we are hosting the second annual 5K 1 mile fun run for the NARD Youth Foundation here at Chaco Hills. It's Saturday, April 9th at 9 a.m. And all the funds raised will go to the Youth Foundation. And of course, the NARD Foundation funds scholarships and different activities for youth to get involved in natural resources and agricultural issues. The staff did receive active threat training from 88 Tactical, and we had a number of personnel participate. It included personal protection, security, how to secure a room, and emergency medical response. And so I think we're going to maybe continue. You've probably seen La Vista adopted a policy regarding active shooter, active threat situation for the city. I don't know if we'll get to that point, maybe sometime in the future, but I know we're going to continue training with the verbal handling of hostile folks that may enter that we deal with maybe in the field or in the office. And so we'll continue that particular training. And I'd like to thank Nicole for organizing that for us. Also, I'd like to thank Gene Tate and Randy and Nicole for helping with the fun run too and the NARD event. Candidate list of individuals running for the district board is attached for your review. Also of note, the NET, Nebraska Educational Television, is having an event or a program, Keeping Nebraska Local. It's about the history of the NRDs. It's on March 24th at 8 p.m. and March 27th at 1:30 p.m. And we were part of that, part of the production with this summer. And so they're wrapping it up, and that's what will be airing here shortly in March. Also, you'll have the report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal property, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel for February. The minutes of the February 25th, 2016 partnership subcommittee is attached for your review, and the next partnership meeting is March 24th, 2016 here at the NRC building. And that concludes my report.
Thanks, John. Director Tom?
I was not able to find a list of candidates in here. Would you send out another copy, please?
Sure. We didn't include it.
It's part of the list project.
Oh, it's on the list. Okay, we'll send out another.
Thank you, Gene. And congratulations, John, on getting selected for the National Security Forum. It's wonderful news. I look forward to hearing what you come back with that. Agenda item 14, informational issues. Future meetings. The next Board of Directors meeting will be on April 14th here at Center. And with that, we are adjourned.